up until the last, what, year or so, spiritual people have not been talking about sexuality. Spiritual people have not been talking about money. Let's not have anything to do with this. It's not nice. It's not spiritual. It's what divides spiritual from non-spiritual people. And it doesn't matter what the religious orientation is. So we've got to start looking at it. We've got to start exploring it. We've got to stop being afraid of ourselves. To sit down and be honest with ourselves about what goes on. To approach ourselves the way we approached ourselves when we were little kids. Well, what happens with this? Well, what happens with that? Well, what about this? Well, what do I feel about that? What do I think about that? Is it implausible?
I don't consider myself to be spiritual at all. On that scale of, you know, sexuality to spirituality, I consider myself as 100% sexual being and zero spirituality. The reason I'm here is because I'm willing to explore. And I have found more spirituality in Northern California than even in India.
People are leaving Japan to come here and study Zen. So, right. So
I feel very comfortable about sexuality, you know.
Well, we have to work on your spirituality then. So, if it feels like I'm very comfortable with my sexuality, but spirituality is kind of lagging behind, or if I feel very comfortable with my spirituality, but sexuality is lagging behind, then it's good to bring balance to it, right? It's good to bring attention to whatever is there. And we know what we need to bring attention to spiritually because it's the thing we avoid. What you're good at, you really don't need to practice that much. Okay? So the thing that most of us, uniformly across the board, we can bring in another little piece of this, are not good at, it's paying attention. It's being aware. Being present. And why? Why? Do you know why we're not? Because we were. Right? Little kids are totally present. They don't want to be anything other than present. This is where everything happens. Okay? And then what happens to them? How did we get to the point of not wanting to be present?
Punished for it.
Yeah, being present. Being in the present becomes an unpleasant place, doesn't it? Yeah, and so we don't want to be present to it. So how many of you know that you don't want to bring conscious awareness to some areas of your life because you don't want to see what you're going to see? You're afraid of what you're going to see.